You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's slow but steady transition out of a three-month lockdown remains on track. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the planned reopening of the economy is going ahead next week with the opening of all shops, gyms, hairdressers and outdoor hospitality areas in England.
I can today confirm that from Monday the 12th of April we will move to step two of our roadmap. Reopening shops, gyms, zoos, holiday campsites, personal care services like hairdressers, and of course, beer gardens and outdoor hospitality of all kinds. And on Monday the 12th, I will be going to the pub myself and cautiously but irreversibly raising a pint of beer to my lips.
Johnson said it was too soon to decide, however, whether UK residents will be able to have summer trips abroad. Mr. Johnson says the government would trial a vaccine passport system, which would be a way for people to prove they have protection from COVID-19. This proposal has drawn mixed reaction. Johnson acknowledged it raised complicated ethical and practical issues.
I want to stress that there are complicated ethical and practical issues, as I think I said last time, raised by the idea of COVID status certification. Because using vaccination alone, just because after all, many people will be for one reason or another unable to get a vaccine for medical reasons, for instance, or perhaps because they're pregnant or whatever. So you've got to be very careful in how you handle this and don't start a system that's discriminatory.
Another new measure announced is the free distribution of lateral flow test kits, which can return COVID test results in half an hour. They will be made available twice a week to everyone in England. In the United States, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says young people are driving the latest increase in COVID-19 cases as the increasing rate of vaccination in older Americans is preventing the most serious cases among seniors. White House COVID coordinator Andy Slavitt says a rise in youth sports and extracurricular activities are contributing to the spread of the coronavirus over the last 4 weeks.
The war against COVID-19 is far from over, far from won. The worst thing we could do right now would be to mistake progress for victory. If we let our guard down now, we will see more of our fellow Americans get sick and die unnecessarily. Each of us can act to prevent this. Our message remains the same as it's been all the way through. Do your part, and together, we will save lives, and we will put this pandemic behind us sooner rather than later.
Elsewhere, India has recorded its largest daily increase in coronavirus infections since the pandemic began. More than 103,000 infections have been detected, leading officials to close businesses and places of worship. And Haiti has expressed concerns as it still does not have a single vaccine to offer its more than 11 million population. The country is slated to receive around 750,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine through a United Nations program soon, but there are delays in their delivery. In France, Health Minister Olivier Véran has warned that the number of COVID-19 patients in intensive care could reach levels seen during the first wave of the crisis a year ago. At that point, French intensive care units held more than 7,000 virus patients, many in temporary facilities because demand far outstripped capacity.
There are always 2 or 3 weeks between the peak of contaminations and the peak of hospitalizations. The person that will develop a serious form of COVID will develop it after 10 or 15 days. If we reach the contaminations peak this week, it's only my wish since there are no strong signs yet, just some reasons to hope. That means that in 2-3 weeks from now, we will have the peak of patients in intensive care units. It will be a high number because we are already at more than 5,000 persons in ICU.
Spain has received a further 1.2 million doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine as its regions prepare to expand vaccinations to more stadiums, auditoriums, and bullrings. And in Venice, Italy, health officials have begun offering COVID-19 vaccines to elderly people aboard mass transit boats. A car-free city with stairs in many parts, it can sometimes prove difficult for the elderly to get around the city famed for its gondolas. Local public health workers have started using a vaporetto, or water bus, as a mobile COVID-19 vaccine clinic to reach residents over the age of 80 who live on some of the city's least populated islands. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.